Good day, podcast audience. This is presidential candidate and your guy, Kenny Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Today, I want to spend a few moments with you, and I want to talk about a subject called customer perfect. Now, it's so funny, as we talk about revelations in life, I used to teach this for the post office. Now I'm teaching it to the mail handlers. When we talk about customer perfect, we have to understand one of the most basic questions, and that would be, who is your customer? Now, on the surface, most people want to say our customers are the people at home receiving the mail that's processed and delivered. Well, let me start off by saying to you, unless you are a letter carrier or you are a sales and service associate, aka a window clerk, you don't have too much involvement with the actual general public that most people think are the postal customer. We're going to put a little seasoning on that postal customer and stir it up, cook it just a little bit, and come out with a whole different meal. Hey, mail handlers, do you know, or please be aware, that your postal customer is the next mail handler or facility receiving the product that you've prepared? And what I mean by that, let's start with the mail coming in the building on the dock. The mail handlers assigned to the dock operation, your postal customer in this total customer perfect analogy, is the mail handlers working inside the building. You see, as you take that product and hand it off, and in this case, we bring designating mail in from the dock, we bring it to the apps, because guess what? The apps is our customer. The apps is going to process that mail. And again, it sounds somewhat complicated, but it's very simple. The apps is now going to process that mail. And once that mail is dispatched by a driver from the apps, that driver's customer now becomes the driver on the dock where the mail originated. Does that make sense to you? And I want to tell you why I'm trying to take the time and break this analogy down so simple, because I really want mail handlers to understand what a important part you play in what the next mail handler or next group or next assignment area, what important part you play in their success. And when I said the mail that comes from the apps now comes back out to the dock so it can leave the facility, so the dock employee started off being the customer of the inbound truck driver. The dock employee takes that mail, brings it to the apps. Now the apps was the customer. After the apps have processed that mail and bring it back out to the dock, the same dock employee who started it is now the customer of the person they delivered the mail to. Would it not make sense, if you understand what I just said, would it not make sense that you would take the time to make sure that everything you send out is perfect? Listen to what I'm going to say to you. When I say to you, take the time, please do not respond to me with management won't give us the time, because notice I did not say ask for the time. You take the time to do the job right. And you know what will happen? You will see more employees in the work area. See, that's customer perfect. Now, management has steered the mail handler so far away from what customer perfect actually is, because if we need 8 people to do an operation and we only have 2, management still expects the same thing to get done, the same quality, the same production, the same throughput And they know that's impossible. So what management has subliminally fooled the male handler to believe is that I'll do a little bit of a lot, and therefore everything's done. No, that's not the job. That's not the job, postal employees. The job is you prepare your mail properly and respectfully, and I do mean respectfully, for the next operation that's going to handle your mail. You stop taking all the shortcuts. Because, see, sometimes you get it in your head that management don't care. And there's a reason why you have that in your head, because it's kind of true. But you get it in your head, management don't care, and then you start taking shortcuts. You start doing things, you as in the mail handler. That's a masculine and feminine term. You start doing things that actually help management deplete the workforce. You understand what I'm saying to you? And again, when you first hear this, you may say, how dare Ken say such a thing? But you stop and look at what you do. You stop and look at, if I work on the bundle sorter, how many times do I go inside of a truck on the dock to get mail? Not your responsibility. But if you do it, you'd have to be crazy as a manager to tell you not to. But as a union president, you might hear that. Because when you do that, there's something on your job that got missed, that didn't get accomplished, because you're doing something else that don't really apply to you. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that that supervisor is going to start bouncing off of all four walls if they don't have mail to get that production up. Stop making that your responsibility. I mean, you got a bid. If there's work in your area, they really can't send you out of your area anyway, but you make it convenient for them. See, we're talking customer perfect. Customer perfect says, instead of you going on a dock to get mail out of a truck, take that extra time to find enough hampers to properly set the machine up. Take the time to make sure you've got enough cages to properly set the machine up. Now, I know in your day-to-day movements, it don't seem like a lot. Because if you go get that mail and neglect your actual job, but the supervisor has a high productivity day, all is well. But all should not be well for the mail handler. Customer perfect. And when we talk customer perfect, we got to talk about making sure wherever you move mail, that you move it in the most efficient and effective manner. Now, and what I mean, and what I'm going to embellish or elaborate on, we get trucks coming into Columbus, Ohio, and I got to tell you, one, there's definitely no standardization in how post office loads trucks. I mean, sometimes we get trucks coming in that you can tell somebody just took a hand jack and just crammed mail into a truck. Well, see, that's not really good customer perfect. And when I say not good customer perfect, you do not care about the customer who is going to be that mail handler on the at the facility unloading that garbage that you sent out. And I'm telling you, I refuse to believe that if you really wanted to take the time, and notice take the time, not take your time, take the time and do the job right, management, even though they might mess up a lot. Certain things I'm sure they know. They can try to motivate you, but if that don't work and you're at your job position doing the best that you can do, that's all they're going to get. I don't care how much they rant and rave, but now you just have to be certain I'm giving you the best I got. Your best might be 10% of the superstars working next to you, but if that's your best, that's what it is. Know that. So we talk customer perfect. So even if you can't move at super lightning speeds like some mail handlers do, at the speed you move at, you take that time and do your part correctly. Never mind, because I don't move as fast as the next person, I'm going to take shortcuts so we all end the same wrong answer, mail handlers. And there needs to be a continuous stream of information coming to mail handlers to try to help the mail handler in the United States Postal Service better understand what the heck their job really is. Because management has done a phenomenal brainwashing job on you. Management has mail handlers thinking because of bad management, you have to work harder. And trust me and believe me, that's in a lot of facilities. I say bad management mean you're going to have a bad day and hopefully you'll go to the drawing board, correct some things, and maybe tomorrow you have a better day. That's how I see it. So when I talk customer perfect to the mail handler, let's think about this. Whether you are loading trucks for outbound runs, whether you are one of the mail handlers working at pulling containers away from the apps, make sure that we don't overfill those containers. Make sure when you're running bundles on the apps that you change that container out and think about the mail handler who's going to be receiving it, because you and I both know if you've ever worked on the apps, those bundles get heavy. Those bundles get real heavy. So when we talk customer perfect, and excuse me, let me just go regress for a second. If at any time you are, now again, we're not talking about being a wise guy. If at any time you're changing out equipment because you see how heavy it is and your supervisor has a problem with that, please contact me, please. I would tell you to, please contact me. Because, see, sometimes the supervisor might be bluffing you and not really know themselves. But if those bundles get so heavy that you need to change the containers out more, now, let me tell you the trickle-down effect, so I don't want you to think I'm not aware. If you start turning out containers more, that means you're not going to be able to cover a greater area as a supervisor anticipates. In other words, on the apps, we're going back to the apps for a quick second, there should be one sweeper every 10 horse heads. I think the way they run it, at least on tour two or on a lot of other tours, you got one sweeper every 25, 50 horse heads, sometimes even a sweeper on one side. That's not right. So you know if you actually do the job properly, lights are going to be flashing all night long, and you don't want those lights because you don't want to hear from that untrained supervisor. So you just take that shortcut, not do your job properly, but do a little bit of this over a large area, and you think that's okay. That's not okay, and that's not how we want to build the craft of mail handlers. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I'm asking you to support me as local president. And, you know, I'm shopping for individuals. I'm looking for individuals that want to be a part of a president with presence, a team with presence. I'm looking for people who don't mind looking at the same situation very differently. I'm looking for people who don't mind standing toe-to-toe with management because the training that you've received allows you to do that. It allows you to speak with such confidence. And notice, when we have a position that we want to take, if the training that you're going to receive in Local 304 under the leadership of Kenny Hodge, you'll be well-versed in looking at situations and understanding, should we go to the mat for this? There's some situations that might be a violation, but a violation to the point where I can have a conversation with the installation head and we can work it out. But in most situations, no, we're going to have to put that standard grievance form in action in order for us to get what it is the mail handler is entitled to. Hey, once again, support Kenny Hodge, local president, and let's take 304 to a level of professionalism they've not yet seen. Have a great day.